Nick Carman can pretty much do it all. He can strum a banjo. He can pick a mandolin. And he's pretty darn good on the guitar. Oh, and he can sing, too. Here he is doing the old bluegrass standard Walk On Boy, accompanied by his friend and mentor, Billy Strings.
I was born one morning. The rain came a-pouring down.
If Carman's voice sounds a little young there, it's probably because he's 9 years old.
Walk on, boy.
Years old, and the guy, you know, he can pick like a better than, you know, adult performers that played their whole lives, but he has that magic.
That's Sam Porter of Porterhouse Productions. He's putting on the Ladysmith Black Mambazo show, and he's the one who decided to put Carman in the opening lineup.
I mean, you know when you hear it, right? There's that special spark that everyone has in the work they do, and with musicians, I have so much fun just listening to them and then saying, oh my gosh, this kid's got something.
I caught up with Carman as he was rehearsing for the show.
How did you get into bluegrass music? When do you remember like the first time you heard it and it connected with you?
Well, I went to a Billy Strings concert and it was just amazing the first time.
What makes you connect with that kind of music?
I just like feel comfortable playing it, I guess. It just comes to me.
Carman is an old soul, you might say. He's certainly not shy, but he is a man of few words. You get the feeling he's more comfortable letting his music do the talking. This is a song he wrote himself. It's an instrumental called Montana Wedding Song.
That song I wrote for my uncle out in Montana with his wedding.
Has your uncle heard it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
He liked it, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Montana Wedding Song closes out Carman's new album, which was just finished a couple of weeks ago. It's mostly a collection of classic bluegrass tunes. He says his favorite is Shady Grove.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I sing. Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away.
Carman paid for the recording sessions for his album with money he's earned playing in cafes. His parents are sending him to fiddle camp this summer. That'll be his next instrument, it looks like. Sam Porter says there's something about the power of the arts in northern Michigan that really fosters young prodigies like Carman.
You know, we have Interlochen, we have all the vibrancy and the fabric of what we're doing throughout the region. I mean, we believe in music, we believe in arts, we believe in this community, and there's thousands of volunteers driving these young artists forward.
Nick Carman is just getting started in music, and bluegrass might not end up being his only direction. He says his favorite band right now is Led Zeppelin. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.
Went to see my